The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, Hollow Cult? I know we had some little bit of technical wizardry there at the end. Hopefully got it all lined out. I saw some people in the Discord being like, the YouTube just disappeared.
It's back.
But it's back. So hopefully everybody gets that figured out. But happy Monday. Hope everybody's having a good beginning of the holiday week. Sorry, Brother John. In pure Hollow Sky fashion, we were messing around right at the cuff of the time.
Yeah, the last minute.
Yes.
It's what we do. What's up?
Nightmare Road, what's up? We will never defeat the Nightmare Road tag team. We don't have to defeat you. Like, you're challengers for the throne. Yeah, I'm just saying. But we do like the enthusiasm. So, what do you guys want to talk about?
You said the new episode's got a bunch of people rumbling.
Oh yeah, I posted a little blurb of the new episode on the old TikTok, and it went, I guess, semi-viral. Had like 200,000 views, and there's a lot of people talking about it. I guess I should do a follow-up.
Has there been any more updates on it yet that you've caught?
Not that I have seen. I think everybody's kind of waiting for the 23rd.
We got a couple days.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's weird. I'm sure it's probably somebody just effing around. You got to consider the source, but if it's not, we got to be ahead of the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm torn. I want to believe, you know, but that's kind of always the case in a given. But there were a couple red flags.
Yeah. Yeah. If you did not listen to the episode that dropped today, definitely go over there and do it. We kind of break the whole thing down. It's strange. It's strange.
It's definitely a weird find, for sure.
The vibes are all off.
Man, you just never know where things like that will take you. Because there has been some weird shit that's been dropped on 4chan before that are extremely sussy. You know, like the one you found that time. the time frame kind of all fits together with the whole Epstein Island thing, all that jazz.
Yeah, we still have to do probably a Patreon episode for that because it might be a little too spicy for the regular episode.
It's pretty dark.
But
a lot darker than I like to venture.
It's weird. There have been some pretty good nuggets posted over on 4chan, but you have to weed through a lot of shit. So
I feel like that's just with the internet in general.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's because this, you would think it's a semi permanent safe drop. Cause a lot of people are good at like, screenshotting shit or figuring out how to save information. Because once it gets out there, it's out there. I mean, I know they'll do their best to have things scrubbed, but you can't get everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it makes you wonder, like, the whole canine thing's fucking weird, first off.
That's super weird.
And the fact that it correlates with what was dropped the week before, especially some of the verbiage they use, seems like if it's not the same person doing both posts, then it's a person.
Much love, Brother John.
Feeding off of that first post about the alien dogs or whatever. But the fact that he used, when he was talking about Verda, he just happened to say call sign, and then that was a big red flag when I was looking through.
Yeah, that's the biggest one there. It's just, and it, I've never heard, not that it doesn't happen, but this is the first time hearing about like canine entities making contact. Not that those things don't happen, because they could happen, you know, because in the next week's episode, you'll kind of get a semi lesson in concealment, you know, how they conceal all information in regards to this type of shit. Like it's pretty ingenious, really.
And it's weird once you start looking through the thread, not necessarily the one that was posted with the message itself, but the first one that was posted about the dog-like beings, the alien dogs. Tons of people started posting on there being like, oh, when I was 9, I swear I saw a person with a dog head driving a car.
What?
And then somebody else was like, yeah, so did I. And someone was like, yeah, my aunt saw one too. And it just kept going. It's like this waterfall of people that seeing these dog-headed beings.
That's weird.
But it's almost more than, like, the way he talks about it, it's more than just the head. Like, it's the whole.
Yeah.
The whole.
Like, it has that humanoid stance to it. But it'd be more on the lines of, like, Bigfoot, per se. Like, having the whole body and everything.
Curious about, like, in the abduction scenario, I wonder what the correlation of that planet was, because he made sure to say that there was like 4 suns, 1 main sun and 3 minor suns. I wonder what star system has like 4, I guess.
You would think it would be really fucking hot there.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he did say that it was snowing.
Yeah.
I don't know how all of that works.
A lot of things about it's weird. The, like, him talking about eating is all, it's almost like he was getting dog food for human-sized dogs. You know, the rice being 4 times bigger and the chunks of whatever the meat was. I'm like, that's fucking dog kibble, bro.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
It's, I don't know. It's weird. I thought it'd be pretty interesting to talk about since it was live action. Live action.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of valid points when it comes to the sun. And it's still being cold there and whatnot. I don't know. It would be a mind fuck for sure. And it also had remnants of 20 and back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, because it plays to a lot of different angles. The fresh one being dog people. And then whatever was caught on the radio.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I mean, one would assume that they got the code right. I mean, because you wouldn't think it would be two separate types of ways of encryption. And it work out perfectly to make sentences and stuff.
So just a couple follow-ups I did find on Reddit since we're talking about it. The original poster posted some things. Since they posted the exact location, a lot of people are talking about wanting to go out. Someone said, so this is in my neck of the woods. I'm going to request a vacation day that day and go up there if I can get the day off. My brother and I are lifelong hunters and campers, and we hike in these mountains. I'm going to try to get him to go with me. So there are people that have boots on the ground. Then the person who posted it on Reddit, I don't know if it's the same OP that posted it in 4chan, was like, I'm not encouraging anyone to go because it's supposed to be the coldest time of the year there. The coded message didn't ask people to go there. It just gave a date. Who knows what it really means? It's almost like somebody's backpedaling a little bit.
Yeah. That does add to the sussiness of it.
Yeah. But then they kind of turn around. They're like, I appreciate you and your brother taking precautions. It's great that you'll be notifying everyone. So.
Because essentially they could get somebody killed. Yeah. Going up there.
Depending on, yeah, if it's like a legit mountain or some shit, it being super cold.
Yeah. It definitely caused some problems. And you, I don't know if OP would be held accountable for that or not.
I don't know.
Man. I wouldn't really think so, because everybody has the ability to not go.
I'm trying to find.
I wouldn't go with it being that cold.
No.
Especially way up in the mountains, the time of the year. It's just got a lot of bad things written all over it.
Yeah, especially with it being cold. I don't know, and the possibility of dog overlord people.
Yeah, but supposedly they're nice and they love us.
Yeah, they might, and it might also be a furry cult.
Could be that too. Definitely not trying to get abducted that way.
This is strange. There was another link to another abduction story that is from 2001 that was actually reported to the NUFORC about a person that was abducted by Greys, but they were saved by some sort of
dog creature,
dog-esque type entities.
What?
Dude, that's so fucking weird to me.
Well, it's so bizarre that I've never heard of any of these encounters. So would they,
I would read it, but it's super, super long.
Just put a little thumbnail in it.
Yeah, we might have to do a follow-up.
But are they insinuating that these dog creatures operate like the Greys?
The like figure the removed...
UFOs and all that shit?
Yeah. Several minutes passed, then a tall armored figure wearing a blank faced mask entered the room carrying a type of weapon that resembled an assault rifle. The figure removed the mask to reveal a very canine-like face but with bright orange eyes, covered by short blue fur. The usual abduction experience was frightening, but seeing this new creature made me feel like my heart would beat out of my chest. The being leaned over the instrument table, the Greys kept their tools on and began touching the objects there. Suddenly, I could move again. The creature came over to me and gently helped me into a sitting position on the table. Then, in plain English, asked me if I was all right. I told her, I say her because the voice sounded most definitely female to me. I said yes and asked what was happening. I rose from the table and she led me to the exam room. Outside of the room, in the large halls of the ship, there were dead bodies of Greys around every corner. Creatures like her and several other new creatures were standing at control panels and moving about the ship.
So it's a full-on like Star Wars episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, we've heard similar things, and it's just so weird because a lot of times when you picture ETs, they all have like a very like reptoid slash insect demeanor about them. Like they're I haven't really heard, well, other than the suggestion that Bigfoot flies UFOs.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This was posted before the guy recorded
the message.
The message.
But it's not. It's posted after the dog story?
Yes. Okay. But it's also archived in the in UFORC from 2007. So it's well older.
Yeah, so it definitely goes way back then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. I don't know, man. Like I said, this is my first time hearing about UFO flying canids.
Holocult, do you want me to read it? You want me to just read the whole thing to you? If you guys are into it, do you want to hear the old dog abduction alien battle story? Since we're in here, we're not really doing anything. We're just hanging out. Just let us know. All right, cool. Yep, read it. Okay, we're just going to go all in because people want to know. This posted to Reddit 12 days ago from user UFO Nodder says, in 2001, a man would experience an abduction like none other as he is rescued from his captors by other alien beings. Reported to the NUFORC in 2007, this anonymous report would detail one of the most spectacular abduction experiences as well as a potential origin point for the phenomenon's most infamous entity. The following is the text from said encounter. It gives a link to the actual archived encounter. This is a recording of an abduction experience that I've had about 6 years ago. Remember, this was posted in 2007, so it'd be back to 2001. Nobody knows about it or the other countless abductions I've had for as long back as I can remember. The first time I remember there being quiet, bright lights in the sky above my backyard, I felt this strong urge to go outside and check it out. When I did, they took me, and they've been taking me ever since. Sometimes they'd come for me, other times they'd called me, and I would have no choice but to go to them. I did tell my parents about it once as a little kid around 6 years old when the Greys left me in my living room instead of dropping me back in my bedroom. They blamed it on sci-fi movies and video games, and I got yelled at for making up stories. That was the only time I tried to tell anyone. When I moved from home into my apartment, I slept with a 9mm under my pillow for months, but I was always paralyzed when they would come for me, so that idea was a bust. Setting up video cameras in my bedroom proved ineffective as well. In the morning, the tapes would be blank, like I never set them to record at all. And after a while, the fear disappeared from the abductions, and I started to accept that getting pulled out of my room on random nights was just something that I'd have to deal with. On a night in July of 2001, I was abducted. It seemed business as usual. I was called to the room of my apartment, and then a flash filled my eyes. When it cleared, I was laying on a table again. The Grays usually planted dozens of acupuncture type needles in my chest, stomach, and neck. Rarely they would insert a tube into my ear or throat, which was quite painful. This time, the tube was in my throat. As the machine was being prepared, several of the Grays seemed to rush into another room. They spoke to the ones that were about to experiment on me, and they all ran from the room. I felt a rumble in the table that I was laying on and heard a loud explosion, followed by what seemed to be weapon fire. Several minutes passed, and then a tall armored figure wearing a blank face mask entered the room, carrying a type of weapon that resembled an assault rifle. The figure removed the mask to reveal a very canine-like face with bright orange eyes covered by short blue fur. The usual abduction experience was frightening, but seeing this new creature made me feel like my heart would beat out of my chest. The being leaned over the instrument table, and the Grays kept their tools on and began touching the objects. Suddenly, I could move again. The creature came over to me and gently helped me into the sitting position on the table. Then, in plain English, asked if I was okay. I told her, I say her because the voice sounded most definitely female, yes, and asked what was happening. I rose from the table and she led me to the exam room. Outside the room, in the large halls of the ship, there were dead bodies of Grays everywhere, around every corner. Creatures like her and several other new strange creatures were at the control panels and moving about the ship. The creature introduced herself at this point as Bodica and told me that this ship was going to be destroyed. I asked her why and what was going on. She then explained to me something I never thought in all the time I was being abducted. The Grays, in reality, were cybernetic life forms created by Bodica's race and more than three dozen other races in contact with each other on the other side of the Milky Way. Centuries ago, they formed a union with each other to establish trade, travel, and the discovery of new life forms across the universe. However, space travel was a long and difficult affair. So these large, strong alien races created these small, weak-looking Grays as sort of advanced scouts to seek out and examine and greet new intelligent life forms as they found it. The Gray body design was chosen because the alien union thought the body shape was the least threatening. They, in general, being tall and muscular, they couldn't see Gray body type being a threat. As I proceeded through the ship, I noticed the Gray bodies being carried through the halls, some in pieces. And sure enough, in the open wounds of the Grays, there were servos and wires and components that I could not identify with my limited experience. She took me to a room filled with several other large aliens, one alien, an 8-foot-tall being who appeared to have a reptilian face with a feathery red crest around its head, asked how long the Grays had been taking me. I told him at least the last 15 years. He apologized to me for all the pain that they had caused and the trouble that I'd been through. Then he promised me that I'd never have to go through any of this again. Bodica told me that I'd have to be put to sleep to be transported back to my apartment because they didn't fully understand the methods that the Grays used to teleport people back from place to place. She took a long rod-like instrument from the control panel and waved it in front of my face. That's the last that I remember from the Gray ship. It's been more than 6 years since I've been abducted. I try to make sense of the events on the Gray ship that night. As far as I can figure, the Grays were supposed to be an escorting party to survey newly discovered intelligent races in secret. For whatever reason, they failed their mission. They would not stop abducting humans and experimenting on them. So this alien union who created them is now in the process of finding and destroying them. It's my belief that the alien union finally destroys the threat on Earth posed by the Grays. Then they might be able to finally make their existence known to humanity and induct us into their collection of races across the universe. So, what do we think about that?
Definitely checks some familiar boxes.
And considering it's almost 25 years old now.
And it is weird that they once again depict it as being friendly.
It is weird.
And that's, predating the current stuff.
And like we talked about,
it's not the first time we've heard that Grays are
not
essentially
good.
Robots.
Yeah, and not good. But like we talked about on the show, the one that we just released and the one that we got coming out, this whole thing could be just some sort of like smokescreen for actual disclosure. You know, they just put it out there. This is legit information, thinking that everybody's going to think it's BS when it could actually be something legitimate. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
It's, I don't know. Like, I've never contemplated that reality before. It's one that kind of stumps me. Which doesn't happen very often.
It's weird because, like, we haven't ever really heard of the dog-headed alien race.
No.
But now that it's here, it's like we're digging up history of it actually happening that we never knew about. It's hard to wrap our brain around it.
Yeah, but it also could play, like we talked about, it could play to just hidden history in general.
Because, you know, I mean, we know, like, because
if for whatever reason, which why they would want to, I don't know. If they are of a more compassionate race, why utterly bury their existence at one point? Other than it's just fucking strange, you know, because it would suggest that the human race just kind of went on a full cleanse, like we talked about.
That's, I almost fall more in that camp. Like, they're probably afraid of us. We're probably, like, so primitive and so behind the times. Like, it'd be like one of us going back to, like, caveman times, where when we try to communicate with them, they would probably just hit us in the head with something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. But we also don't view the world from a position of ultimate power either. That's why we can't fathom why. That's why normal people can't fathom why you would want to not only exterminate an entire race or species, but then on top of that, bury it. You know what I mean? Like, because we don't, that's just not how we view the world. And I fully believe that there are power-crazed people out there that would want to do things like that. I mean, the world has seen that before with Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, just utter extermination and then the burying of, and it's like, why go to those lengths? Well, what's the, I just don't get it.
And they, I see, JJ said the dog people go back through history. St. Christopher was one. I had mentioned that a little bit in the episode, trying to dig into some of the history, because it, in the message, it said, we lived among you, with the past tense, right? Meaning that they may have been here and then took off somewhere else. Serious.
I haven't heard that before.
Look like little German shepherds.
I've heard of the beings from Sirius. I don't know that I've ever even heard a description.
It makes me want to dive into more of these, like, dog type person encounters, because clearly they're there. We just have never looked for them.
Yeah, well, and you and me in general have never looked for them.
Yeah, that's what I mean more so, that me and you have never really dug into them.
No. But I think it's fascinating that there were ancient people who wrote about travels and just coming across colonies of them.
Yeah. It's strange. It's strange, man. I don't know. It's like, even if the sound clip is complete bullshit, right? There is obviously something there, because people are clearly seeing them being interacted with by these. It's
weird, dude. It's way weirder than it was expected.
I just don't know what to think about it.
And then the way, in the next episode, we talk about the onion effect and all that shit. I mean, and it's kind of like what you were saying earlier. Like, what if the whole story is fabricated and the radio nonsense was like a soft disclosure to get people looking into these dog beings and then the history and like a soft awakening type deal?
It very well could be.
Like, and it sucks because when we talk about that onion effect and go through it, like now you're not only are there a million angles that your brain sees, but now you're really going to fucking question all of the information that you see at all the time.
Oh man, sorry to hear that, Bert. Damn, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
Our hearts go out to you and your family, brother.
For sure. Sorry for your loss. The terrible thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the cult heart goes out to you, my friend.
For sure. Say, not an easy thing.
No.
Hopefully he's in a better spot.
Yep. Man. Yeah, it's been a rough year.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Yeah. It's tough to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, that's young too.
Yep.
49. Just find some solace that he's out there looking over you and your family now.
So, yep, you got another one at your back.
Yep, no worries, Burton. We're all a big family here. It's a good support system to have.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll all be thinking of you and
sending the good vibes.
Family. For sure. But yeah. Man, I don't know what to think about all of that.
I don't know. I'm in agreement that we need to start looking into it, though.
Yeah. Clearly, where there's smoke, there's fire, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with all the history.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see how far back you could trace it.
Yeah. For sure. With the... Even in all the religious... aspects and stuff. I wonder, I should have saved that picture that had Christ surrounded by the dog man. It was strange. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Was that like a rendition of like the Last Supper?
No, it was, I don't know what it was from exactly. It was just Jesus standing, and there was four of these dog-headed men standing behind him.
I've never seen an image like that before, but it's hard to, with that, it's hard to find the origins of that too. You know, is that a satire thing? Is that real? Is it, you know, what is it?
Okay, here it is on Reddit. Christ meeting the scene of folly. Dog-headed men illustrated in the Kiev Psalter of 1397, also known as the Spiridon Psalter. I'm probably saying that all wrong, but I will show you guys. So that's from 1300s.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
That's fucking weird.
So, I mean,
and it's weird too, because they're depicted in that image. They're depicted as, looks like warriors, right?
Yeah, they have shields and spears.
That's fucking weird, because if you remember, if I remember correctly, the beings from Sirius are warriors.
That's weird.
And I'm almost 100% positive that's right. Because I remember that from Stardust Ranch. Because those were the beings, fucking oddly enough, those were the beings that came and helped get rid of the fucking grays on the property. How fucking weird is that?
It is weird. And this goes into a whole bunch of stuff. Quoting St. Jerome, Thomas of Cantimpre corroborated the existence of the scene of folly in his Liber de Monstrosis, something in Latin, which translates to the Book of Monstrous Men from the Orient. Thirteenth century encyclopedist Vincent of Beauvais acquainted his patron, St. Louis the Ninth of France, with an animal with the head of a dog, but with all other members of human appearance. He behaves like a man when peaceful. When furious, he becomes cruel and retaliates on humankind.
See, if it's going to justify some big digging.
It's strange. It is strange.
But another interesting tidbit, which I'm not going to reveal all of it, but on my next episode, Steve found out that they're actually making a Disney movie about it.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about soft disclosure?
It's fucking weird.
I don't know if it's, well, I guess it's, is Pixar owned by Disney?
I don't know.
It's a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
That we were digging into, and when I was looking up, you know how we do, Kyle's doing his episode, and I'm like multitasking here, trying to pick out little tidbits, and I saw that, and I was like, man, talk about.
It's weird.
It is strange, man.
And there was something else too, wasn't there, that you found? There was a movie, and there was something else.
Yeah, the FOIA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yep. That's it.
Yeah,
FOIA.
Dude, we'll probably save that for the episode, but dude sent out a FOIA request on what Kyle's looking into, and he got it would have been better if you just got a hard no, but he got the biggest runaround, beat around the bush kind of response from the Air Force. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And just like the way they respond, it instantly makes you go, okay, so I'm actually onto something. I just don't have the right phrasing to gain access to this.
Maynard says he knows a Franciscan monk. And he said, what did he say? Strange Familiars did an episode on the dog-headed men?
I think so.
I'll have to look into that because, again, it's not something that I had ever really heard about. And JJ says, Google Christ with dog people. A whole bunch of stuff came up with old pictures. I mean, because
wild.
1300's pretty far back there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Fucking wild.
It is strange.
Well, I'm going to pop the line for a little bit.
Right on.
See if we can draw out.
Bledsoe said so has talked about him. Also, he said that he doesn't believe that any of the people that have had abduction encounters are credible. So,
there is true. I did see there's a giant motion picture happening with that.
With the Bledsoe case?
Yep.
Well, he's getting what he wanted.
Yep. They confirmed it the other day.
Pitch, putt, puff, what's up?
Hey, we got a caller coming in. Oh. Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Hey, yo. Kyle. Hey, Steve.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Feeling better?
Yes, I'm getting better.
All right. Awesome. Just in time for Christmas.
That's right.
It's Peyton. We met at 40 in Airwaves.
Okay.
Awesome.
I have the orange hair.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to say, you know, I've been working really hard on getting caught up on your guys' podcast. I'm finally in 2023.
Nice.
And I made a video for you guys. I'm trying to send it, but it's 20 minutes long.
Okay.
So it's taking a really long time to load to your email, but I wasn't sure if anybody's done it before, but I had my husband help me load up the WWE 2023, and he made you guys as characters, and we did like a whole scene with a Bigfoot and a gray alien, and you guys totally won.
That's awesome.
That is
so. Hopefully, that'll come soon.
It should, because usually it'll let you send the big files. It'll just make us download it, which is fine. I mean,
it says it's loading it as a Google Drive link.
So. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever way you can get it to us, this is going to be awesome.
I cannot wait.
I hope you guys like it. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you too.
You as well. Thanks for thinking of us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. I was like, oh man, I hope nobody else has done it.
No one has yet.
Awesome.
That is dope.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, stay weird, you guys. Have a great night.
Thanks, you as well.
You too. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That's awesome. I mean, I didn't have any worries about us winning, but I'll still like to see the match. That is fantastic. I got to know what my finisher is.
I got a couple favorites for my finisher.
Yeah. JJ did point out his son said that he doesn't believe other abduction encounters are real. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That is correct.
Let me point that out.
That is correct.
That is so awesome. Like, I'm trying to process that in my brain.
It is awesome.
Not only are we...
We're cartoon characters.
Video game characters. Video game WWE stars.
I am definitely okay with that.
Same. I just want Peyton and her husband to know that that is getting posted on Twitter, and every wrestler I know is getting tagged in it.
That's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome.
Hopefully then we can get one of them on the show.
I was hitting up Goldust. He's seen the Chupacabra. He will not respond to me.
Which one has he seen? The dog or the lizard? I don't know. You don't know?
He won't talk to me.
Why does nobody talk to us?
Because we're the bastard sons of the paranormal.
That's true. That's true. Get pushed down in the corner.
I am stoked to watch that. I'm going to make a highlight reel. It's going to be a highlight of our whole match.
Sick. It's going to be sick.
That is pretty dope, Peyton and Peyton's husband.
Has there been any talk in the news lately of UFOs or anything? Or is that all that like wild amount of disclosure just come to a screeching halt?
I don't know. The UFO UAP world is so trash right now. Everybody is just slinging mud at everybody else. And
why? I mean, it is what they do.
Yeah, it's egos.
Yeah,
I can't remember who it was. Somebody came out and said that, like, what's his name? Lou Elizondo is a disinformation agent, and everything he's saying shouldn't be believed. And I can't remember who said it, so I hate dropping names if I don't know exactly. But they were like slinging each other's names on the X Lives or whatever the hell they are. It is pretty stupid.
I gotta try to find something, which is fucking typical for people to do that dumb shit.
Which is bad because, like, Twitter focuses on that. Like, especially the UAP UFO community. You have, like, I don't know, maybe like six big names that everybody just hangs on to, that they think everybody has all the information. And then three of those are leaning one way and the other three are leaning the other way. And they're just fighting with each other all the time, like the whole time.
I did. Now I'm changing the subject on you, but
copy.
Somebody sent me this on Instagram. I'm glad I just remembered this. They said a law is being passed in Illinois. It's taken effect in 2024. It's called SB 1883. And it makes it unlawful for any person to allow any member of the public to come into direct contact with a bear or non-human primate.
What?
It's defined as the Wild Animal Public Safety Act. Any live member of the following, or any hybrid of the following: bear, non-human primate. Very weird wording.
Yeah, what?
Very weird wording. Because why wouldn't you just say primate?
Yeah, Illinois. You're right, brother.
Oh, Tom. Yeah, for sure. But why wouldn't you just say primate?
Because there are no primates in Illinois.
Right, I know. But okay, well, then what the hell is a non-human primate then?
I'm saying it shouldn't be anything unless it's for like zoos. Like, hey, don't go punching that orangutan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it just them being overly wordy? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
I don't think
so. If you're talking about an orangutan, why wouldn't you just put primate? You know what I mean? Or like chimpanzees or whatever. Why wouldn't you just write primates? Like, don't fuck with primates. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Don't touch them.
Especially after all the stink was made over the the non-human intelligences. Like, you're clearly using that verbiage.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Definitely strange.
What about non-human canids?
That's probably in the next years.
I guess we don't know if it's primate or not, technically. Since it's part human, humans are primates.
It did clarify, which is kind of another strange way of putting it. If you didn't catch that. Because I dug a little more into the specifics of the law. This law is defined as the Wild Animal Public Safety Act, but it clearly defines quote unquote covered animal as quote unquote any live member of the following or any hybrid of the following: bear, non-human primate.
Who had bear squatch on their 2024 weirdness card? It sounds like you're going to get a bingo. That's weird.
It is weird. And maybe it's just us looking into the wording a little much, but I don't know. It's definitely weird wording.
That wording was absolutely intentional. Like, I'm not trying to fight a bear.
No.
I'm sure as hell not trying to fight a gorilla.
No.
But I'm definitely not trying to fight a gorilla.
Yeah, there you go.
A hybrid.
That's
the worst.
Fucking be terrifying.
Why would that even be necessary to put in there?
I don't know.
It's the public act. So it almost like, because it says interacting in the wild in the law.
I would assume so, yeah.
So that would eliminate zoos anywhere where you should interact with a primate.
I mean, I could definitely see bears venturing into Illinois, which I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's been reports of bears in Illinois, but I definitely wouldn't think the primates would be running around outside of Bigfoot.
That's what I'm saying.
I can definitely get behind that Bigfoot's hanging out somewhere.
Bear squash getting added to the WWE 2K23 roster.
Imagine fighting a fucking gorilla.
No.
That would be terrible.
They would be the champion.
Oh, yeah. We're not fighting a gorilla.
It'd be the absolute worst. Yeah, I'm not trying to get my arms ripped off.
No.
And all that. That just sounds like a lot of work to have it put back strange. On.
Which also makes me wonder if, which would be on the low, but makes me wonder if Bigfoot reports are up in Illinois.
Bigfoot Society, where are you? Usually when we say his name, he shows up.
He pops in. He just, poof, here I am. Yeah.
Bigfoot Society.
He would be the one to ask.
Yeah.
That dude's on top of it.
Yeah. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. I forgot to shout that out today. Speaking of shout outs, you know what? I want to shout out Bigfoot Society. Because me and Kyle were talking about it, and that dude is out there.
He's hustling.
Grinding.
He's hustling.
Doesn't give a damn about what anybody else is doing. Doesn't care. He is just out there just slaying it.
He really is.
Just in his lane, hyper-focused, just wanting to put out Bigfoot stuff.
Yeah, you can't be mad at him for that.
No, bro's out here like calling police departments in Tennessee, like the non-emergency line, like, you guys seen any Bigfoots?
And they're like, hey, let me connect you to this guy.
Yeah, we'll have a deputy call you back. And I'm like,
yeah, full on gets a deputy Bigfoot story.
Good on him.
It's awesome.
It really is. Good on Jeremiah.
Really is.
That's solid. Go show him love. Bigfoot Society podcast. He's on TikTok. He's on YouTube.
I think I'm gonna reach out to the tarot card lady, see if she'll have a conversation with us.
The
demon, not cool. Yeah.
Demon tarot card?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's gotta do it, right? Might as well be us.
We need a 2024 bingo card on the Discord channel. We do. We do. The worst is the Dog Man, December 23rd. I hope it's not Dog Man. Especially if Dog Man has connections to UFOs.
Yeah. I would definitely not see that one coming if Dog Man is flying UFOs.
No. Then he's, no.
I feel like, and it's so weird, but then again, I saw it in the chat earlier, dog is man's best friend. But you would think that, like, jacked, painted species would not be cool.
Armed.
Yeah, with machine guns.
A little,
but they're cool, they're chill. And if they're cool and chill and can speak English, I mean, I'm not opposed to having them on the show.
Yeah. Open invite. I mean, clearly they're using radio waves and everything else.
Yeah.
Intergalactic dogmen that we're sending out weird codes. You don't even have to use codes. We're not trying to solve codes. Call in.
Oh, somebody's calling.
Dogman? Intergalactic dogman. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
How's it going, Kyle and Steve?
Going. How are you?
Not too bad. Calling from the Great White North.
Right on.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's not go for a smoke while I'm at work, so.
There you go.
Can't be too long. But, yeah, that bill is a little sus with that verbiage there.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. That's why I was asking, you know, like, I don't know how, because we all know that when they write these things out, they do word things in very particular ways, and I usually don't understand them to begin with. However, this wording seems a little different, and like they're alluding to something else.
Yeah. Yeah, that is odd. So that's oddly specific.
Feels like they're trying to cover bases that they don't want to come out and talk about. You know, painting with a real broad brush there, non-human primates.
It's definitely fucking weird, man. So what are they saying? Just don't feed Bigfoot?
It's almost seeming like that, but it's almost like you can't give a Bigfoot a hug. Or anything like that, obviously. So there goes your cage match. For both of you and a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It is weird that it's for Illinois too. Maybe they're just singling us out.
Probably.
Since we have put a open challenge out to every cryptid that wants to fight us.
You never know.
How cold is it up there?
Now if we air it, we're gonna go to jail.
Answer.
It's gotta be an underground match then.
There you go.
I like it.
Fight club like style. It.
Underground cage match.
Anyway, I'm still working away at those knives for you guys, so hopefully I get them done. Unfortunately, they're not going to be ready for Christmas.
No worries. It's good, brother. Take your time.
No worries. I'm stoked on them, though.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'll do my best on them, so hopefully they turn out how I want.
Well, we're excited, dude. We can't wait.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's always nice to hear. So, Well, anyway, I'm going to head back in and get out of the snow and get back to work.
Right on, brother. You stay safe.
Yeah, have a good week.
Yeah, you guys too. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too.
You as well.
All right, catch you guys.
Later. Yeah, definitely weird.
Yeah, the verbiage is terrible. They're just, I don't know. I feel like they need to be more specific whenever they're talking about weird shit like that.
They should just put Bigfoot if they mean Bigfoot.
That's what I'm saying.
Or Sasquatch. I guess Sasquatch would be the...
That's what I'm saying. It's like...
More of a scientific term, name.
It's like, tell me... Sasquatch, tell me you know Sasquatch is real and you don't want to tell us Sasquatch is real without telling me that you know it and you're not going to tell us.
Non-human primate, Steve. Non-human primate.
Would that be non-human intelligence?
Great. So now Bigfoot is flying UFOs.
We already have encounters of it.
That's true.
Can we ride in the UFOs with the Bigfoot? Is that contact?
That doesn't know, because as long as you maintain distance, I think we'll be all right.
Solid. It's weird. I don't like when they do shit like that.
No.
Just tell us what you want to tell us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I keep bringing it up, because A, it is Illinois, not the most intelligent state in the country.
If I was a non-human primate, I would not hang out here.
No, not at all.
Bigfoot lives in the woods.
No, I'm not trying to. They should definitely not hang out in Illinois. Worst place ever.
Oh, that was Wade on the phone.
Hell yeah.
Great White North. I'm glad there's no snow here. I was bitching today because it was like 28 degrees when I left.
Dude, it was cold out today.
And the wind was stupid.
Yeah. It was definitely cold out today. I had to go for a follow-up today. That was about the only time I got out. Because I was like, this is dumb. Yeah, the wind was wretched.
Chewbacca was soft disclosure. That's a fact. Ewoks. We weren't ready. Will a mask protect us from non-human primates?
Yeah, that wind was brutal. I thought the basketball hoop was going to flip over and break. Thankfully it didn't, though. And my follow-up went well.
Good.
Yeah, everything looks good.
I expected that when we were talking Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping he doesn't release me too early, though, because I kind of want to take some more time off of work.
Just tell him. Say, hey. I don't feel good enough to go back.
Bro. Yeah, I do have to go back in a couple weeks, though.
No, you don't.
Well, I mean, I gotta go up for another checkup.
I thought you went back to work. I said
no.
I'll write you a letter.
Cool. So now you're my doctor?
Technically. I'll see the scars.
I accept that.
I saw the scars and I said, yeah, you look like you needed a couple months off.
Yeah, you did. That was one of my follow-ups then. And I should just send all the paperwork to you.
Yeah.
Here, Steve, fill this out.
I could sign it like a doctor where it's just completely illegible. What else we got going on, Holocult? Twizz is allowing you to stay home too. That's two. That's a second opinion.
Bunch of doctors opinion, in the chat.
Second opinion.
Oh, and then we could get your mom to do it.
Yeah, she JJ's counts. On it. JJ is like a spiritual doctor.
That's true.
For your spiritual
health. We got it all figured out.
For your spiritual health. You need to take more time off work.
Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hey, not much. I'm just calling to see, check on my boys.
That's right.
It's Randy from Utah.
What's going on, brother?
Oh, not much. I got a question.
Fire it.
What? What happened to Wednesdays instead of Mondays?
Oh, yeah. We're just doing this through December because Kyle's surgery that had given him an extra week to heal up before we had to go on. And my kids are coming into town this Wednesday, and they leave next Wednesday. So that'd have been two night shifts I would have had to miss. So we're just popping them to Mondays through the end of the year. And then we'll be going back to Wednesdays.
Wow, that makes so much sense.
It's a little change of pace.
I've gotten so used to them being on Wednesdays, and I'm all caught up on everything. And so I gave you guys like a quick break to like get a
little bit of a backlog again.
Yeah, a backlog again, so then I could binge you guys. And then all of a sudden I started getting notifications because I'm on Patreon, and I subscribe on YouTube and follow you on Facebook. So I get all the and all of a sudden it's like showing up on Mondays and Tuesday. I'm like, wait, what am I missing? I mean, if I stayed following, I would have caught it.
No, nah, it's good, man. It's good.
We kind of did that at the last minute there at the beginning of the month. It just worked out better for our schedules, but we should be right back on to Wednesdays at the beginning of the year.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But yeah, I was so confused. I'm like, wait, it's only Monday. Why am I getting notifications for night shift on Monday?
It's a time slip.
Keep you on your toes.
Well, hell yeah, guys. You guys need to keep on going. Just confuse me a little bit.
And it happens to all the best of us, man.
Yeah. And then time slowed down. There wasn't many call-ins, so I figured I'd call in personally and be on live and get an answer.
Well, you might as well.
Hell yeah.
I might as well.
That's right.
We're always up for chatting.
All right. Well, give me about 2-3 weeks. I'll catch up on everything you guys posted out.
All right, brother.
Right on.
I'll have something decent to say. I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Stay safe. Stay weird.
You as well.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, it's awesome.
We're just trying to make everybody think that Hollow Sky... See, we're just going to put this little blurb in there, and then 5 years down the road when we're still doing Wednesday night shift, people are going to be like, wasn't the night shift on a Monday?
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
It's a Mandela effect.
Yeah.
In the making.
That's what I meant to say instead of time slip Mandela effect. There's like everybody who swears we've had like fucking four different intros now.
Yeah, we still get that.
Oh, I know.
It's, I don't know.
No, we've only had two.
Yeah, we were getting multiple ones before we ever got a second one.
Yep.
Some of them weren't even like, people were like, you guys had the Unsolved Mysteries theme. I said,
I just remember some of them, they were like, man, I like this intro a lot. It's a lot better than your first one. And I'm like, what? This is
our first one.
What are you talking about?
What are we doing on December 23rd? I don't know, Colleen. It's weird. I'm just going to go about my daily business, but there wasn't really a warning behind it. You know, the message wasn't really necessarily nefarious in any way. Just that something was going to happen at that location. Which, I mean, who knows? 4chan is so weird when it comes to that stuff.
I've never really played around on 4chan.
It's like Reddit, only Wild Westier. Because you don't have a profile or anything. Whenever you post, it's just an anonymous, randomly made number.
Huh. We got another caller. Our friend. Hey, welcome to the night shift.
Yo.
Happy holidays.
That's right.
It's time for the twistery.
So I missed it. What do I have to be scared of the 23rd? Everybody's freaking out.
Interdimensional dog man or furry takeover.
Well, that happened like 2 or 3 years ago. Why is everybody freaking about furry takeover when that happened like 2 or 3 years ago?
I.
Oh, you mean dog man? My bad. I'm talking about a different. That's a whole different podcast. I think I called the wrong podcast tonight. My bad.
Yeah, from the warnings on that episode we dropped today, the weird messages, the date they dropped with the coordinates was December 23rd, 2023. So something's either going to happen or something's not going to happen.
Has anybody like figured out where the coordinates are? Or?
Yeah, it's in Montana. Kind of in the middle of nowhere near the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest off this old logging road. There's some sort of building. If you Google Earth it, there's some sort of building in the vicinity, but nobody knows what it is. So it's weird.
So the first time in the history of the U.S. and Montana, something's actually going to happen in Montana. That's crazy.
Maybe it hasn't happened yet.
Well, nothing else has happened out there either, so it wouldn't be surprised if nothing happened.
Yeah, that's the problem with future predictions. A lot of times they don't manifest very well.
The only thing that I like about this one is that we don't have that long to wait.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's not like December 23rd, 4060, where we're never going to be here. Like, we only got like 5 days, and we're going to know. Either it's LARP. It's interdimensional, intergalactic alien dogmen. Or there's a bunch of furries living in that creepy shed on the side of that mountain.
I was thinking more like a gathering of the furries, but it's going to be really fucking cold there. So I don't know if that's going to play out.
It's off a logging road.
Like both of those titles sound like adult movies.
Oh, yeah.
Intergalactic dogmen of what, or furry takeover? I'm cool on that. I'll stick.
I knew that right up your alley, Twiz.
Nah, I'm good. I got cats. I don't have dogs.
But I mean, on the plus side of all of it, it's been one prediction that hasn't, like Steve said, it hasn't been doom and gloom.
No, I mean they sound like they just
sound okay. They love us. They said it in their radio transmission. That was coded.
Yeah.
Which why would you code it if you're a dog?
Yeah, when you started out talking and then you code it.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's like specifically for 4chan nerds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they say that, you know, out of all the races that are constantly fighting over the earth, that there are some out there that do want to take care of us and help us out. So
I would imagine
they haven't done any scouting, because if they're a race of dogs, they obviously haven't seen how we treat dogs here.
Me and Kyle were talking
heard of Michael
that.
Vick.
It's a valid point.
So
we're talking about that.
So if like Michael Vick disappears on the 23rd, then I might take it seriously.
That would be full circle rogue wild. Dog justice.
Bro, can you imagine going through all that and then think you made it through relatively unscathed, and then a race of fucking dogs from another planet say, nah, you're gonna go fight other aliens for our entertainment for the rest of your life?
Sucks.
It'd be proper punishment, I feel.
Well, yeah, but it would suck.
Yeah.
It's like that Bob Hoskins Jet Li movie. What was that? Unchained? Where he had Jet Li with the dog collar.
Yeah.
And he'd make him go fight. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I do remember that.
I have no regrets on like feeding my dog table scraps now since the dog aliens are coming to take over. Frank's going to be like, yo, he hooks me up with tots every single time we have tots. So
he's a cool,
right.
He's
yeah.
A cool.
I mean, I've got a good history. I've got a good history of having dogs too when I had them and took care of them. So I think I'm in the clear too. But
I feel fairly confident.
They're not going to be happy about the feral horde of cats that I have.
He's been collecting for this day when the dogs come to take over.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm ready. I am ready. I'd put up my hoard against any intergalactic dog, man. My cats get on the roof, so they're not scared of much.
It'll be interesting. Part of me wants something to happen.
Yeah, I must have just missed, like I said, I must have just missed all that. I heard you guys talking about it, but I didn't hear the meat and potatoes of it.
Yeah, if you...
they're coming down to... Did they say what they're going to do, or...
No, the episode that dropped today, if you get a chance to listen to it, because it came through, there was supposedly a ham radio operator that was listening and got this message. It was these biblical verses, and then it came into this like hexadecimal code. And after the biblical verses, people started deciphering the code, and I can't remember exactly what it said, but it gave a time, it gave a date, it gave coordinates. And then it had this little message about this, I'm assuming this race of beings. They're like, we're like you, but with fur. We are like you, but also canines. We love you. Love us back. All sorts of weird stuff. We've lived here, or we've lived with you before, lived with you in the past or something. It's weird.
But they said it came, so the whole transmission, everything you're talking about, even the hexadecimal, came over ham radio. That's the origin.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that gives me some place to look, because I know quite a few ham radio operators throughout America and in other countries, and I can see if, because I don't know, I know for the ham radio license, they used to have you test for Morse code, but they discontinued that part of it like 10 years ago to make it easier for people to get their ham radio. So I don't even know if hexadecimal can be transmitted over ham radio. You know what I mean? So that's
They just read the numbers off, the hexadecimal number. It's hexadecimal to ACSII. And they just read the numbers.
I know,
46, 42, 43B. And they...
So it's like a number station. And
exactly.
Yeah.
That's okay. What a lot of people thought it was a number station. But it only played this particular... I'm assuming it played this particular time. I don't know if it played multiple times. The guy happened to record it. I know that much. But he also said it was on some specific frequency, like 1.69...
Yeah.
And people started looking into it, and it's supposed to not be a civilian frequency. Like, you're not supposed to be able to transmit over it. They said it was like a space to earth, earth to space frequency, like with weather satellites and stuff. It's a whole thing.
Well, it's never simple, is it?
Never.
People see Bigfoot, and they're like, hey, I saw Bigfoot. End of story. People are like, man, I don't believe that. So, I mean, nothing's ever simple.
Ever.
No. I play the whole thing, and we break it down as best as we could with the information that we found on that show that dropped this morning. It's weird, man. I don't know. There's a lot of sus stuff to it. But it's, you find other encounters of people that have dealt with dog type alien beings, which we personally never really looked into. But now that we're finding it more and more. So it's weird.
I borderline think that's more interesting than the 23rd anyways. Unless something actually does transpire on the 23rd.
It's going to be apparently... 4chaners or Redditors are going to be boots on the ground at the exact location, the 23rd.
Well, I hope they brought bacon and they bring bacon and sausages. Because I don't know a dog that doesn't like sausages. And that'll be the first way that we can tell if they're actually dogs or not.
That's a fact.
And I mean, I just see people with treats and then them wagging their tails. Like, oh, hey. Because remember he said, he even said when they were working, like they would wag their tails and shit.
Yeah.
And now we're back to furry stuff. Man, I really got to go before this gets out of hand. This is supposed to be a family show and stuff. So I'm just going to get off here before I start instigating more wagging tails and treats and such. Everybody have a good holidays.
You as well,
you brother. You as well, buddy.
Later, everybody.
Stay safe. Said it's supposed to be the coldest day of the year on the 23rd, and from the one experience, he said that they live on a cold planet. Interesting.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah, Maggie, you're right. Just thinking about like 6 foot tall humanoid creatures wagging their tails is weird.
Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hey. Hey, I got two for you. Although I'm forgetting second one I was going to tell, so maybe I'll remember it by the end. But, so this one happened like maybe a month ago, but I always run. I'm actually running right now, but I run when I put my kids to sleep and then, you know, get my flashlight going. But I just left my house and going up the street. And I could see like across is kind of like up the hill from my house, there's kind of a busier road. I mean, not super busy, but busier. And I see like a light post, and on top of the light post, there's an owl, but I can't see its face. I'm like, oh, there's an owl, you know? And I was like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, you know, like owls, omens, you know, that kind of stuff. And, I was really trying to see its eyes, and I was like, where's it looking at? And I realized he was looking off to the side of this house. So I looked where his eye, where he was looking, and I saw like a person. It looked like someone was wearing all black. So I kind of like, and this while like I'm running, so I took a few more steps. I looked, and I could see that the thing move one more step, and then it's gone, and there's no door there or anything like that. And it was like a, kind of like a shadow figure. And then I look up and the owl turns away and looks right at me. It was really weird. It was like the owl could see it too. Like there was something it was looking at. And then this, yeah. And it was like, it disappeared, or it was like a figment of imagination. It was just weird that as I moved forward, I could, cause there's like a fence line. As I moved forward, I could see it still moving. So it was just weird. Definitely didn't jump or anything. It was just like, just gone.
The owl looked back to you as for confirmation. Like, bro, did you just fucking see that?
I was thinking the same thing. Like, they were both checking up to see if they saw it. That is,
yeah.
The Shadow Man enigmas are so weird.
And it was darker. I mean, it was dark, but it was like, this was just like dark, like three times as dark as, you know, the night. So
it's fucking crazy. You hear that all the time too, with like shadow people and.
Yeah, it's like
those type of entities.
Void of light.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, okay. I feel like there was something really good I was going to tell you guys. I cannot think of, for some reason, I did think of like another like interesting thing that happened. But last, I'd say 2 months now, my parents got in a pretty bad car accident. And they were like in a 67 Carangia. And they got hit head on by 350.
Damn.
Yeah. And, dude, and like they actually are completely fine. I mean, they, like, nothing broke it. I don't know how, you know. I mean, it was, I mean, old car McGee, I mean, that's like steel, but it's also like a convertible, like, you know, like I mean, the thing was, the car looked like it just got like split in half after the accident. It was crazy.
Wow.
But my mom, she was out for like a couple minutes. And so my dad, you know, I mean, it's like traumatizing for like my dad and my mom, but like, you know, my dad was like, you know, like yelling her name and stuff like that. And then, you know, I live about 6 hours away. So when I found out, I drove back, and you know, it was like, they kind of live by themselves. And so driving to the hospital and all that stuff, getting checked up, and like, luckily they're okay. But like, my mom was telling me, and this will go back to like, actually a call you guys had, maybe like one of the first few episodes, but, my mom said that they were trying to get her painkillers. She's like, I don't want any more. She's like, because I saw something weird. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, right after the accident, she's like, well, I don't really want to say. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, is she going to say that she saw like something with eyeballs? That's what came to my head. And I remember a caller talking about it. His brother got in a car accident. And I kind of regret, but I just didn't say anything. It's like, oh, if you want to tell me. And she's like, all right, well, I saw a weird shape with a lot of eyeballs.
What?
That's fucking weird.
And when she was unconscious, and you guys had a call. I mean, you guys remember that call?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's another one. And it was like, blowing my mind. And so like, and I tried to talk to my mom a little more. She's kind of doesn't want to talk about it, but 2 weeks ago, I used to get really bad sleep paralysis, and I get really weird dreams. And then you just get those dreams where it's just like, even if, I don't know, you just like, you feel like, oh, and this means something, or this feels so real. But I had this dream where there was a giant floating eyeball. And I was looking at it, and it was looking at me, and it's like anywhere, like my head wasn't moving, but my eyes were looking at this thing. And when I looked to the left, like it would stay still, but the pupils would like follow me. And part of like my sleep paralysis, some people get this too, where you kind of get like a tingling feeling or like a vibration. Sorry, train's probably right.
No, but, okay.
So the eyeball, and this is a dream, but it feels weird, but it's hard to explain, but it was like, I could see it moving, and it would look at a different part of my head, like the back of my skull, right? It's so hard to explain, but it would be tingling that area. So like I could feel tingling there. And then like the eyeball rotated and looked to another part of my brain. And I kept remember saying in my dream to myself, I'm not supposed to know this information. And it was like the eyeball was like telling me things that I wasn't supposed to know. And that's the best way I could explain it, but it was really, it was really strange. And like the whole, I don't know, like, yeah, just the whole like feeling of like, I shouldn't have this information. And that kind of goes when I was a kid. I used to like a lot of times I'd be able to like know when something was going to happen. And recently in my life, I kind of had a change in kind of how I outlook of it, look things. And I like, kind of, for reasons I'm staying clear of like any kind of that kind of stuff, like, you know, trying to like astral project and all that stuff. But it almost felt like something was trying to give me information and I was rejecting it. But that's the best I can explain it. But it was crazy. Yeah, it was weird. A really weird thing. Yeah.
I don't even know. That is weird.
Yeah.
Especially that, like, you put that together, that it was trying to upload information to your brain.
Yeah, and that's what it felt like. And with like information that I remember just getting like, I'm not supposed to know this. I don't know why I forgot what it was, but why I kept forgetting it. But yeah, it was just weird. And I could just feel like a message would come in like an area of my brain would like vibrate. It was almost like saving that information for a time when I needed it or something. Something weird like that. I don't know. It was strange.
Creepy. This wasn't weird.
So creepy.
Yeah. And then have you guys heard of Vicky Joy Anderson?
I don't think so.
She's like, she knows, that would be a great guess, but she knows more than sleep paralysis than anyone. Like, she used to get really bad, and she wrote a book recently. But when I was getting my really bad sleep paralysis, which I called about you guys like a couple months ago, like she talked me through, and actually like I've been pretty sleep paralysis free for like about a month now, and we're talking like multiple times a week prior to that.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's so knowledgeable, just like of information in general. But I would throw by some dreams by her, and I was like, "What does this mean?" You know. And there was one, and it was like in a sleep paralysis state, and I think I did tell you guys about it, but it was basically I saw like hexagons and patterns forming, and then I felt like my body was going down, like almost like a DNA coil. And I kept seeing this like box, but like a box, like a black box. And it's something maybe you guys should look into, because I didn't know too much about it, but she said that like, she said it reminds me of a lot of like the Saturn. Oh, shit. What is
it? The cube of Saturn?
Yeah, yes. And like, and it went in like, the little I looked up into, it's just like, man, that really did seem true. Because like this box was like making like patterns and stuff like that. And actually, I do remember I called and I told you guys, because I remember thinking, I almost said it felt Egyptian to me. And your guys' next caller mentioned something about, I don't know, like seeing Egyptian writing. It was just a weird synchronicity there.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, but that was what came to my mind. And then the next caller said that. And I was like, oh, so weird. But I don't know. But Vicky Joy Anderson, I definitely look into her. Like, she's a cool lady and really nice. I mean, she just randomly, you know, spent like, you know, quite a bit of time writing to me a few times just to help me out. So
that was pretty cool. Awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. I'll have to look into her.
Yeah, totally.
It'd be a good like information, good brain to pick.
Yeah. Okay. One last quick thing. Your guys' meat ring story. Okay. So that guy that's going to like test out, he's talking about like maybe like finding the recipe again and making them.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I bet if you guys did a pre-order for guys to like and made like a custom packaging for these meatball or like, you know, whatever, this vomit jelly beans, I would throw in so much money for pre-order packs of those. But if you told that guy like, hey, like we got people interested, like maybe we could find that information more. I'm telling you, man, that like Christmas is over, but that'd be such a great gift you can give to your whole family. So.
I forgot that he emailed us back. Actually, I need to reach out to him. We're gonna be like, yo, listen, if we can crowdsource this,
yeah,
can we get some meat beans?
Yeah, meat beans, man. And like, I mean, that would, you know, get called the local newspaper, you know, like, you know, get this a thing. Put you boys on the map.
That would be awesome.
Awesome. I didn't even think about crowdsourcing it. We could do this. We could do this.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'll pre-order them, you know, for sure.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, thanks, guys. You have a good night.
Hey, you too, brother.
You stay safe.
All right. Night.
Night.
It is like strange that we have so many eye encounters.
Yes. And that would... I'm sorry. If that's what an angel looks like, I'm terrified of you.
Yeah. They say that, like, they always say biblically accurate, which I don't know because I don't read it, so I can't confirm it.
Right.
But it's like a wheel with a whole bunch of eyes and weird wings and all kinds of stuff, which you had two people in major accidents see these things.
Yeah, it's weird.
Then we had two different people with the weird eye, like the interdimensional eye stalk, you know, we had.
Yeah.
And then we have this one, which kind of is a little bit similar.
So basically, note to self, either have pepper spray or keep them fingers ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just carry a big eye patch. You just throw over the giant eyes. You have one with like 1,000 eye patches and throw it on there.
That would take a minute. A can of pepper spray go a long way.
True.
That'd fucking suck.
My luck, I'd spray it in the wind and just blow back in my
eye. Blow it right back at you.
Yeah. And then
it just gets its wheel spinning and then it just blows it back at you.
Yes. Like, fuck. And then the interdimensional stock eyes will just like drag me away. I'm like, well, yeah, that tracks.
That's gross.
We have to make some gross eye merch.
Eyes are weird.
Yeah,
they're weird
and gross.
Sometimes,
when there's 1,000 of them,
feel weird.
There's 1,000 of them looking at you and blinking at the same time.
Yeah, and trying to upload information into your brain that you're not supposed to know.
They're blinking Morse code to the exact time and date that you're going to die.
Oh, that sucks. Thankfully, I don't know Morse code, so.
I don't either.
They'd be like signing to me and me going, huh?
Can you slow it down?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're saying, man.
Oh. But Hollow Cult, it is about that time.
Sure is.
I'm going to wrap her up, 9:30. I got to work tomorrow like a lame.
I don't, but I still have to get up early.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Take the kids to school, get blah, blah, blah. All that good stuff. Dad shit.
Dad shit. But again, everyone, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Chat was popping. We're curious to see where this whole 4chan furry LARP interdimensional dog man story goes. It's going to be 23rd will either be interesting or it won't. That's usually how these things go. I'm not going to get my hopes up too much because
again, I'm going to shit if something actually happens on the 23rd.
Yeah. Same.
I'm going to shit.
Same. I'm going to keep my eyes on 4chan and Reddit. I know that much. I'll be watching that paranormal board like, come on, come on. Well, everybody have, since we won't see you again until next week, everybody have a great holiday weekend. Be safe. Enjoy time with your family. That being said, stay safe, stay weird, and everybody throw some extra good vibes out to Burton and his family and his brother's family. It's tough thing to go through anytime, but especially in the holiday season.